Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 985 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming in today from Amy. All right, now here's today's question from Amy.
Hi, Pat. My name is Amy from MakerMama.com, and I have been a big fan of yours for years, and thank you for this opportunity to ask questions. I launched my own podcast a couple years back, and it's something that brings me a lot of passion and joy, but I went on a bit of a hiatus with it when I was working full-time, and I am back to working for myself again and am gearing up to relaunch my podcast, The Maker View. And I wanted to ask, is there anything that I can do to reach that new and noteworthy section on iTunes with a relaunch of a podcast that is already in iTunes? Or is there something that you would recommend doing or strategies for reaching the biggest audience with that relaunch? I look forward to hearing what you say, and thank you again for all the services and resources you so generously share.
Hey, Amy, thank you so much for the question. Unfortunately, there is no way to get back onto New and Noteworthy if your podcast has already been out for 8 weeks. After 8 weeks, typically you are off the possibility of getting into New and Noteworthy. However, there are other sections available. Before I talk about like how to best construct this relaunch plan of yours, which I think is a great idea, instead of just starting fresh, you can always bring new life back to an old podcast, and I'm excited to share those strategies with you. But let me talk about New and Noteworthy really quick. New and Noteworthy has gone through just an interesting change over the past years. For a while, it was like the place to be, and almost every podcast that actually had good artwork and had consistent episodes would eventually end up on New and Noteworthy, and you'd see this just giant boost of listeners and downloads for that eight-week period until you kind of drop off after that. That doesn't happen anymore. If you've paid any attention to New and Noteworthy, you might have seen that the same shows have been there for so long, and iTunes and Apple just hasn't really updated it or changed it very much, at least in the U.S. market. And it's just kind of ridiculous because it's there and it's taken up prime real estate, and you know, it's kind of unfair. And it was something that everybody was kind of relying on to get exposure at first, but that's not available anymore. So we have to do a few more things, especially when you're just starting out. But same thing when you're relaunching, right? You're going to try and get as much exposure as you can. And here's the approach I would take, Amy. Set a launch date or a relaunch date for when your new show is going to come out. And it's essentially the same show as before. It's just it's going to start again. But make that date worldly known. Create an event out of that date. Launch multiple episodes on that date. Launch your best content on that date. Let people know about that date yesterday and tomorrow and today. And I don't know why I'm going out of order, but you know what I mean? Like, make a huge deal out of that and make it something that you create buzz for, because what you want is you want the most people listening. You want the most people downloading, leaving reviews, subscribing. You can even put a contest around it too to increase all that. You want all that stuff, ratings, reviews, downloads, subscribes. You want that all happening in the shortest time possible when you relaunch, because what's really going to help you in your favor is a couple things. You may get into the what's hot list, and that even still is kind of mysterious for what qualifies a podcast to be on that. But you don't, that you can't be too old to be on that list. But what really is going to change and affect your rankings and your exposure, or your exposure, are the rankings. So when you accelerate all of those things in the shortest time period, you're going to give yourself the best chance to get on the top 200 list, which will then give you exposure when people are just randomly searching through different categories. And then you start to see some interesting things happen. So if you're doing this launch thing, you start to see you climb. And then every time you hit a new milestone, I would just announce it, send an email out, or make an announcement on social media. Look where we're at now. We're at number 130. Let's see if we can get past 100. And just make a big deal out of it. Again, you're treating it like an event. And when you treat it like an event in that way, great things happen. You can also get your network behind it too. I teach a lot of these strategies in my course, Power Up Podcasting, especially when you're just starting out new and launching your show, even if you don't have an audience, how you can get rankings and get exposure and get downloads right from the start. So powerupodcasting.com, for those of you who have yet to start your podcast, you can sign up for the waitlist there. But Amy, back to you. Just, I hope this has been helpful. I want to wish you all the best. Congratulations on your success so far, and I'm looking forward to hearing how the relaunch of your show goes. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page right now. And finally, here is a quote to finish off the day by Mae West. You only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough. All right, guys, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.